Portland Heights emergency.
Yeah, can you please send rescue? I think I'm having an overdose, and so is my wife.
Okay, you and your wife?
Yes.
Overdose of what?
Marijuana, but I don't know if it had something in it.
Okay.
Can you please send rescue?
Okay, how old are you?
I'm 29 years old, and my wife is 26. Please come.
26?
Yes, please.
Have you guys been drinking also?
What?
Have you guys been drinking today, too?
No, that's it.
No, is there any weapons in the house?
No. Please come.
Okay, we're on our way. Do you guys have fever or anything?
No, I think we're dying.
Okay, how much did you guys have?
I don't know. We made brownies, and I think we're dead. I really do.
Okay, how much did you put in the brownies?
I don't know.
Was it a bag? Who made the brownies?
My wife and I did. Cuba, come here.
Okay, get her.
She's on the living room ground right now.
Is she breathing?
She's barely breathing.
Is she awake?
I think so.
Yeah. Okay, can you look?
Pardon?
Can you look?
I can feel her. She's laying right down in front of me. Time is going by really, 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 really slow. Time is going by really, 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 really slow. Time is going by really, 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 really slow. Time is going by really, 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 really slow.
On this episode of The Commercial Break.
And if you go back to the episode, the best of episodes that we put together for Christmas, the average listen-through rate is like 5. It's like 5% of the episode, and then people just go away. So I'm assuming they found us funny, but not funny the first, the second time, because I'm like, wow, it's just so bad.
That is so funny.
So bad. And you know what?
Not funny, haha, but yeah. Funny weird, because I listened to them and was cracking.
Yeah, I thought that they were really funny, and I also spent 20 hours on each of them. So it's the most amount of time I've ever spent on an episode, and the least amount of time that people chose to listen. So thank you very much for that. Then he said, well, I had to drop my children off. You have to drop your children off in Mexico?
No, he was trying to go, and he had to backtrack.
He had two bags packed. You don't drop your kids off in Mexico. That's a bunch of fucking horseshit.
Well, the wife was going anyways, and they had invited friends down there. So
even if you were going to drop your kids off in Mexico,
yeah.
If you're going to leave them in Mexico, are you afraid to leave them on a plane also? Like, the part I'm scared about is Mexico, not the plane.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck, Ted Cruz? Fucking twad. Ted Cruz is a cat. I'm telling you that much right now. Frank, we know what number you're really talking about.
Yeah.
It's 30 years younger. Mm-hmm. No man in his 50s or 60s who's like Frank is sitting there going,
Who's
subscribed to this channel. That's right. Good one, Chris. High five. All right. I like that. Yeah. Catch us on YouTube. Catch that high five on YouTube.
Welcome to the video.
It's like a Dr. Phil show. He just keeps going to break. Never get to the point.
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
I'm not a cat.
Oh, yeah.
Welcome to another episode of The Commercial Break. I'm Brian. This is Krippish Chrissy. And
Happy New Year!
And I am not a cat. I just wanted everyone to know that. Hey, I want to start off by saying straight away, Chrissy, just so everyone is notified. Last week we released an episode where we talked about Chris Harrison and The Bachelor. However, we recorded that episode previous to all of the drama going on with Chris Harrison.
So
I just want everyone to know that we weren't like completely skipping over the whole drama that's happening with Chris Harrison and The Bachelor. We're not going to get into it this episode, but just know that we certainly would have spoken about it had we known about it at the time.
Yeah.
It just so happens that we put out an episode and Chris Harrison no longer the Bachelor, no longer the host of The Bachelor. Did you watch? Because I'm not watching the episodes right now.
I did watch. Watched. He makes a couple of appearances, but minimal. I mean, they can't go back and reshoot.
Yeah, that's true. But they can fill it with a bunch of other shit. Because they probably got 6 hours of girls with vocal fry saying, I just want to love you. I'm being vulnerable.
Yeah.
Obnoxious with that vocal fry. Drives me fucking crazy, Chrissy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just also want to let everyone know I am a big proponent of potty training your child. If you haven't done that yet, go ahead and get that done. No matter what age. Just take their pants off and let them run around and just crap all over the place. And then eventually they'll make the connection that, I should be going there.
So,
yeah, he's got, my son's got the connection that he should be going there. However, he has yet to be able to do that with pants on.
Right.
Yeah, that's an extra step he hasn't gotten yet. So yeah. We've put
it
the
takes
pants.
Time.
Yeah, it takes time. It takes six to 12 months.
Right.
What is the normal? 6 to 12 months?
Yeah, something like that.
Daddy, I gotta go. Daddy, I gotta go. TCBpodcast.com is where you go to find all the show notes, find out more about Chrissy and I, and watch all the YouTube episode and the entire library of audio masterpieces that we have there.
Yes.
If you really want to hear
video
some audio
masterpieces,
video
for sure.
Masterpieces for sure. If you want to really want to hear some audio masterpieces, go back to episodes 1 through 5, and I'm sure you will just. Five, number five, what's that? It's a number, sounds great. Like to learn more. It sounded like we were in the Stone Ages. I, for some reason, I had to go back and listen to episode number 2. I was going to cut up a clip or something.
Yes.
And just how fucking awful that episode
too.
Is.
Over the holidays.
Oh my God.
I went back
awful.
And listened to them.
Well, okay. So I've been doing a lot of stuff. And some of you may have been on them. I've been doing a lot of stuff on Clubhouse regarding podcasting in general, right? Just the art of podcasting, not necessarily about the commercial break, but about podcasting.
Did you take episode 1 as an example?
I took episode 1 as an example of how never to do things. But so I was explaining about how there's something called a listen through rate. I won't complicate the whole show with a bunch of bullshit, but there's something called a listen through rate, which means basically how long do people listen on average to one particular episode.
That makes sense.
And if you go back to the best of episodes that we put together for Christmas, the average listen through rate is like 5. It's like 5% of the episode, and then people just go away. So I'm assuming they found us funny, but not funny the second time because I'm wow. It's just so bad.
That is so funny.
So bad. And you know what?
Not funny, haha, but funny weird because I listened to them and it was cracking.
Yeah,
up,
I thought that they were really funny. And I also spent 20 hours on each of them. So it's the most amount of time I've ever spent on an episode and the least amount of time that people chose to listen. So thank you very much for that. Fuck you. The least you could do is listen all the way through. So tcbpodcast.com is where you can find all of the YouTube and the audio episodes. You can also, from there, go and sign up for Patreon if you'd like to be a supporter of the show. Here's what you get with Patreon. You get 4 extra episodes every single month. We do a Tuesday episode and a Friday episode. You'll get that Friday episode along with bonus episodes. And you will also get access to our live shows. We have one coming up in the next month. You'll get access to our Clubhouse recordings, like our live Clubhouse recorded shows. And when we go do live shows, like in front of human beings, you will get special treatment, I guarantee. I don't know exactly what that looks like right now, but the cost is nominal. It's $5 a month. We certainly would appreciate the support. Thank you to all those who are supporting us so far. 470-584-8449 is where you can text or leave us a voicemail. And at the commercial break on Instagram. So many people on our Instagram now.
I know. I love it.
Yeah. 200 and 300. 300. Yeah, but you got to remember, we had 81 when we started.
We did.
81 people.
Yeah.
Thousands of people listening to the podcast. No one on Instagram.
Year.
What's that?
That was just at the end of the year last year.
That's right. So.
That's right.
So. That's right. That's right. Move on. Stop talking. So rude today. I got that Clubhouse mentality. Go, 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 go.
It's quick.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PIE, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watching on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Ladies and gentlemen.
What are you doing?
What do you mean?
Keep it simple.
I'm making the promo.
Just keep it simple. Just say, hey, we're the Brav Bros. Two guys that talk about Bravo.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're the Brav Bros.
No.
Oh.
Dude. Stop with the voice. Just keep it simple.
I've seen promos on TV, dude. This is how you get the fans engaged. This is how you get listeners. We're trying to get listeners here. If we just say, oh, we're two dudes that talk about Bravo, people are going to get tired of it already. We need some oomph.
All right, then fine. Let's try to do it with your voice.
Brav Bros.
Good job.
So we're going to listen. People voted for whether or not they wanted Henry
through
Fonda.
Our number,
through our phone
right?
number, 470-584-8449. Standard text messaging
that.
Rates do apply. Listen to me. I sound like a radio. Standard text messaging rates do apply. People voted and they said, we don't want Henry. Well, some people said Henry Fonda, but most people said, we'd like you to entertain do a whole nother episode of Frank Bernardo, who is the over 50. He calls himself the over 50 coach about a lot of different things. So I found an episode that I think is really funny. And we're going to play that all the way through today. And we're just going to go at it, Chrissy, because Frank is just.
Frank's a wealth of material.
He's a well-oiled machine, literally. Well-oiled machine. That hair.
He's oiled up.
What's going on with that hair? We're going to do that. But at first, I thought we'd talk about another well-oiled machine, and that is Ted fucking Cruz.
Oh, Lord. So what a dumb-dumb.
I mean, just crazy.
On so many levels.
On so many levels, this guy is such an asshat. Such an asshat. Ted Cruz, for those of you that don't know or might not live in the United States, Ted Cruz is one of our senators, a representative for one of the states, which happens to be Texas, the largest state in the union. Is it the largest state or is Alaska the largest state?
Land-wise.
Mm-hmm. That's a good question. Mm-hmm. I think it's Texas.
Yeah.
But anyway, Texas is a huge state with so many people that live in it. Ted Cruz is one of the two senators that's there. So Texas has an unusual event over the last couple of weeks and gets hit with three snowstorms in a row, snow and ice storms in a row. And that's unusual for Texas because it's in the South. And so they don't usually see any snow or ice almost at all ever. But they get just crushed. I mean, crushed. One storm right after the other.
I had a friend in Dallas and it was bad out there. Pipes are bursting.
People died.
Yeah, people are dying. No power for days on end. It's crazy.
The real problem was the power. The power went out. The electrical grid out there just couldn't handle it. And I could get into I could talk about this for days, but it's not that kind of show. But the power grid went down. Just know that. And for weeks, some people didn't have power. And you can imagine when it's -2 degrees outside or, 20 or whatever it was.
Yeah, there's an ice storm.
There's an ice storm. So it's that cold outside. Now it's that cold inside. People were dying. But Ted Cruz, the fearless leader out there in Texas, decided that
he stuck right with it.
He decided the best thing for him to do was to fly to fucking Cancun, Mexico during the ice storm to leave the people that he represents out in the fucking cold, literally.
To the Ritz.
To the Ritz-Carlton in Cancun and then lied about it.
Yeah.
Then he said, I had to drop my children off. You have to drop your children off in Mexico?
No, he was trying to go and he had to backtrack.
He had two bags packed. You don't drop your kids off in Mexico. That's a bunch of fucking horse shit.
Well, the wife was going anyways, and they had invited friends down there, so I don't know.
Even if you were going to drop your kids off in Mexico, if you're going to leave them in Mexico, are you afraid to leave them on a plane also? Like, the part I'm scared about is Mexico, not the plane.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck, Ted Cruz? You fucking twad. Ted Cruz is a cat. I'm telling you that much right now. So listen to this, Hoadley. Yesterday, which is Monday... of last week when you're listening to this, listen to what happens in front of his house. A mariachi band decides to show up and invite him back to Mexico. Hey, Ted, come back to Mexico, man. Don't worry about all that power out. We like you over here down in Mexico. Come on, Ted.
No ice storm down here.
No, don't worry about it. No problem, Ted. These guys they're having the best time out there with their mariachi band right in front of Ted Cruz's
so
house. Ted Cruz, man. One of a kind, Ted. You're one of a kind.
Yeah.
You're a sleazy, boot-licking, f***ing motherfucker. Mm-hmm. You're an asshole, buddy. You're an asshole. That's all I gotta say. Your patrons, the people who voted you in needed you. Their time of need for you could be in Washington negotiating aid. You could be down there raising money. You could be doing whatever. Mm-hmm. And you went to fucking Mexico.
Yeah.
God damn, that makes me angry. That makes me so angry, man.
Hopefully the voters will prove their anger next time.
They won't because, everyone's memories are short and all people care about these days is making sure that their side wins. And so they're not going to, they'll vote him right back in. Mm-hmm. That's the way that it is.
I hope he almost lost this last time.
To who?
Beto O'Rourke.
Yeah, that was last time. That's right. He almost lost to Beto O'Rourke. I really hope that the good people of Texas decide to take a long, hard look at what Ted Cruz just did to you. Mm-hmm. He left you. And Ted, you're an asshole. Straight from Brian Greene's mouth. That's all I got to say. Let's get to Frankie B.
Yes,
what do you say?
Frankie B.
Okay, ready? Here it is. Frank Bernardo, for those of you that don't know, is an expert in all things over 50. He's an all things over 50 kind of guy. He's going to tell you about grooming, style, the gym,
low
women,
tea.
Love, low T, high T, under T, estrogen. Frank has lived a life. And Frank wants to share those experiences with everybody, with all 1,200 of his subscribers. And yeah. So he puts out these videos on a regular basis. And I just find them to be the funniest fucking thing I've ever seen. Not because I don't believe that men over 50 should live a life. I mean, I'm right around the corner, right? Before I know it,
but
I'll
be
there.
But it's that he's the man to tell them how to do it.
He's the man to tell them how to do it. And with horrible advice to boot. Yes. You ready?
Yes.
Let's get into this video. We're going to talk about dating in your 50s. Ready? Here we go.
Gentlemen, in today's video, we're going to talk about dating over the age of 50. Let me ask you a question. How many of you guys out there between the ages of 50 and 60 are hitting the dating scene again? I know, at this time of our lives.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's as if we're dead.
Hey, man, don't feel bad. There's millions and millions of men our age out there that are hitting the dating scene.
Frank has done the research himself, and he knows that there's millions and millions of men over 50 that are hitting the dating scene right now as we speak.
Nothing to be ashamed of. But let me ask you a question. Are you prepared to date? Do you remember how to date?
Does your dick still work? Do you remember how to date? I mean, I get it. I get the premise of the question.
Yeah, yeah.
But are you prepared? Like what? You got to get a kit together or something? Pack a bag?
I'm make sure you get a lunchbox.
Get a lunchbox. Get a backpack. Get ready for dating. Get a prescription
back
for Viagra.
Back to dating time.
Back to dating. Here we go.
Do you remember how to look? Do you remember how to...
How to look? I mean, unless you're blind, I'm sure you remember how to look, right? Is that how it works?
Dress. How's your grooming? Have you...
How do you smell?
I mean, it's a whole thing that he's a checklist.
Do you smell like a horse's no,
don't,
scrote?
Don't do that.
You've been taking care of your body. Are you in shape? Are you ready to make a great first impression?
Are you ready to make great first love? I'm here to show you how. Do you remember the mating ritual?
Quick, get in shape and shave.
Get in shape, shave your body.
Your ears.
Yeah, that's right. Get your Viagra. Get your nose hairs.
Yep.
Get a lunchbox together. Sounds like Frank is going to climb Mount Everest, not go on a date.
Well, guys, if you're...
But by the way, if the intended purpose is to make people relax about going back out into the dating scene, Frank, you're doing the exact opposite.
Right.
You're making people scared of going in the dating scene.
I don't remember how to look.
I don't remember how to look.
I'm not in shape.
I haven't put deodorant on since 1983.
I haven't groomed.
I don't even know what a boner is anymore.
I've been living in a cave.
Yeah. What do women look like? A vagina? What's that? You mean they're flower?
Women are showing things above their ankles.
Well, that's amazing.
You're not doing all of the above. Then you're already behind the eight ball. Remember.
Sounds like Frank knows what an eight ball is. If I'm just, just being honest about it.
Women you're seeking at this age, it's not their first rodeo. Their expectations, they're through the ceiling. They're all looking for their dream man, the last man, the man to finish out their life with.
What are you talking about, Frank? They're ready to die.
It would die with a man.
They're looking for someone to come to their funeral. They're looking to go casket shopping with you. They're looking for you to pay for the retirement village. The fuck, Frank? Come on, give somebody some hope, man.
Here's another big pitfall that you're going to run into. If you do get on the dating scene, what are you looking for?
Probably a woman.
Just a
woman.
Is
my guess. Yeah.
Or a man.
Hey.
That's what,
why not?
You're looking for a younger woman, right?
Okay, here we go. Ready? Now, Frank automatically starts going off the charts. Now, I want to preface this by saying, I've seen this video a couple times. Frank is going to start talking about a younger woman in the... by saying that if you're 60 and you're looking for a woman in their 50s, but we all know what Frank means. Frank means if you're 50 and you're looking for a 22-year-old,
yeah,
right? Because if you watch his videos, that's all he hangs around is like, you know, girls in their 20s and 30s.
Oh, okay.
So Frank is trying not to be creepy, but trust me, there's a creep factor here.
Come on. We're human in this video.
Come on. We're human.
He say human?
Yeah, human. He also said a shame of. There's no ED on the end. It's like, a shame of. Don't be ashamed of. So Frank goes, come on, you know, we're all looking for younger women. Come on, we're human. Come on, we're pedophiles. I mean, what the fuck, Frank? I get it. I understand, right? We're all looking for the younger model, right? When we're single. Mm-hmm. But it just starts to sound a little creepy when you put it like that. Come on, we're human or oomen. It's like that guy from the Oatly commercial. It's like milk, but for oomens.
I'm going to show you just how hard it is to get the younger woman. In this video, I'm going to set your expectations to where they should be in this video.
There's a couple things about a YouTube video that you should know, these type of YouTube videos where you're giving information like this. You have to set up, first of all, you should make your intro much shorter than this. I mean, he's been already talking for 2 minutes and we haven't even started the video yet. Second of all, you set expectations about what you're going to deliver during the video, right? Mm-hmm. Like we set expectations that we're going to deliver nothing. So everybody is clear that if nothing comes out of it.
Correct.
But Frank is now setting the expectation that he's going to show you, you know, how to date, how to groom, how to do all this. I promise you in the next 6 minutes of this video, Frank is going to show you none of that. He's just going to start talking and go down a rabbit hole. So just get prepared.
I'm going to teach you how you get dates and how you won't be disappointed chasing the younger girls. Don't miss it.
Okay, now here's Frank's theme song, which is like,
oh my God.
Yeah.
If
you could just see the beginning of it. I mean, I'm going to put it right up here in a little box right here. So if you're seeing this little box right here, go to YouTube. What's that?
Is it metal?
It's metal, but it's more like Foo Fighters type bullshit, okay. Right? But it's not Foo Fighters, I can guarantee. I don't
it's
know.
It's like Foo Fighters cover.
If you want to date when you're 50 years old, yeah, Frank's going to show you how. If you want the tits right in your face, yeah, Frank's going to show you how. No erection, no problem, Frank's going to show you how. I mean, this is something straight out of 2001, right? This is like Limp Bizkit type bullshit. What are you waiting for?
You get
out there and live your life. Yeah, yeah, get to the bars. Hit on younger, attractive waitresses.
Excuses.
It'll never fail.
Follow these steps.
You'll never fail if you follow these steps.
But I'm never going to tell you.
That's right. I can't tell you because I have the inability
to
stop
talking.
You're
going to have to buy my kit.
That's right. I practiced this video 7 times in front of the mirror. Still don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. I'm just angry my wife left me for the pool boy. Oh my God, such
bad
music. So bad.
That's real bad.
What's going on, everybody?
Whoa! Whoa! Right. I got scared last night when I was listening on the headphones. I was like, whoa! Don't yell at me, Frank. Because he's like, he's got this little opening and then he comes right at you and his face is like, what's up, everybody?
Welcome to the video. If this is your first time here, my name is Frank Bernardo. This channel is geared...
Okay, Frank, you already said welcome to the video a couple times earlier, and I know that, you know, you're just trying to put it all together, and I've done the same thing. I'm guilty of it, right? Saying welcome and hello a couple different times. But you don't need to welcome people to the video when they're 3.5 minutes in, Frank. Don't do that.
Everybody got distracted.
Yeah, call me, Frank. I'll consult with you. I'd love to have you on the show, actually. If you somehow have seen this video, I'd love to have you on the show at the commercial break on Instagram. Hit me up on DM.
All guys out there 50 and above who want to up their game, look and feel better.
Who want to up their cock.
About themselves in grooming, fitness, fashion, and lifestyle.
Grooming, fitness, fashion, and lifestyle. Yeah.
Guys, before we get into this video, you know the drill.
Oh my God, Frank, we're 6.5 minutes in. Can we already get to the video? He's made us a promise.
How do we know the drill?
We don't know the drill because Frank just keeps on saying we're getting to the drill. Like let's get started. Let's get started. Let's get started.
You know the drill.
Yeah, you know the drill. No, I don't know the drill. I don't know. You haven't told me. Come on, get to it.
If you found this information useful, give it a thumbs up, subscribe so you don't miss more videos in my series of dating over 50. So, gentlemen, I just wanted to put together a quick hit video for you, just so I can save you a lot.
Frank, if you...
a quick hit video.
A quick hit video that's already 6.5 minutes in. You've welcomed us 4 times. You've promised us what you're going to tell us. You've told us what the story is. You've told us to subscribe to your channel. Now, let's get to the content. Come on, Frank. I'm so interested. Mm-hmm. How do men over 50, get that 20-year-old woman they're looking for?
Time, a lot of aggravation, a lot of embarrassment. And to save you a lot of humiliation, because these are all...
I'm going to save you humiliation by doing it for you. I'm going to be humiliated for you.
All the things that you're going to incur, you know, when you're looking for a younger woman. So let's set some parameters right here. When I say younger woman, let's go realistically here. 10 years younger, is that a good number?
Frank, we know what number you're really talking about.
Yeah.
It's 30 years younger. No man in his 50s or 60s who's like Frank is right. sitting there going,
who's subscribed to this channel?
Who's subscribed to this channel? That's right. Good one, Chris. High five. All right. I like that. Yeah. Catch us on YouTube. Catch that high five on YouTube.
Welcome to the video.
Welcome to the video. Welcome to the, it's like a Dr. Phil show. It's just, he just keeps going to break. Never get to the point. You're right. People who have subscribed to this video, I can guarantee you when you say younger woman, what is in their head is not somebody in their 50s. Mm-hmm. It is somebody in their 20s mm-hmm. or maybe 30s. Yeah. Maybe 30s.
Yeah.
Let's say you're a man 60, so you're looking for a 50-year-old.
Come on, Frank. Don't bullshit us.
First and foremost, if you can get a girl 10 years younger, God bless you. You're doing quite well. If you can get a girl 5 years younger, you're doing quite well. All right, so you're going.
If you can get a girl 40 years younger, you're doing awesome.
There's a gold star.
Yeah. You're my hero.
After that younger woman, how hard is it? How small?
I don't know. How hard is it?
Why do you have to go younger?
That's what she said. What's that?
Why do you have to go younger?
Why do you have to go younger? Why can't you go older? Well, he explains later on in the video why you can't go older.
Well, it's a window. Can you get her? You can, but it's hard. And this is why it's hard. Let's reverse this. You're on a dating site. And let's just say a woman 10 years older than you clicks on your dating site and she says, you know what? I find you interesting. I find you sexy. How do you feel?
What? She says, I find you interesting. I wish that opening line would come my way when I wasn't dating. I find you interesting and sexy.
How about that? How do you feel about a woman 10 years older than you looking at you, coming after you?
Fuck that. She's close to the grave. I don't want to have anything to do with her. I'm not going casket shopping with that old witch.
If you're subscribed to this video and you can get any woman, we're talking any age, you're doing well.
If you get something with a vagina, I consider that in the plus section. Yeah. But hey, or a penis. Who knows? Who knows what?
Oh, yeah. Whatever.
Listen, you would like. I think this advice pretty much, this kind of advice, this kind of clarity from a man with such wisdom transcends sexual preference. It doesn't matter. Transgender, you know, gay, straight, whatever it is, Frank's advice is stuff you can take to the bank.
You can.
Consider it gold.
You get it? What's your thought process? Are you going to respond to her? Are you going to say, fuck no?
Fuck no, you old hag. If some woman texted me and said, I find you interesting and sexy, and I went, fuck no. God. What if I just see Frank at the bar, like at the bar, and he's got, you know, these 20-year-old waitresses just basically taking his money right out of his hand, you know?
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
right, you know, tipping them $100 at a time because that's who Frank is and that's how I get younger women, right? And then some old lady comes up and goes, wow, Frank, I've been watching you. I find you sexy and interesting. Fuck no!
Get out of here.
Get out of here, you old hag. Who do you think I am? I'm Frank Bernardo. Have you seen my YouTube channel? I have 600 subscribers and 400 videos. All highly produced. I spend $10,000 a piece on those videos to get a camera crew and every. I bet
the cover band from the Foo Fighters.
Yeah, and the cover band. Yeah, that's right. And the Foo Fighters lookalike band. I wonder how he licensed that music. Like, you know, YouTube's very strict about that stuff. I wonder what song that actually is. I'll look into that.
It could have been created just the for Frank.
Yeah, I guess it could. Like an out of work band from the 2000s. Yes. And Frank's like, can you guys get back together and do that one hit that was awesome? I want that to be my theme song. Because Frank was 30 back then.
She's too old. I don't want anything to do with that.
I don't want anything to do with that dried up vagina. What do you got going on in there, cobwebs? Gross. I want to get with his hot tail right here.
That's probably the response you're going to do, right? A 70-year-old coming after you and you're 60? I don't want anything to do with that.
Jeez, okay, Frank, we get the point. God damn. Make everyone feel warm and fuzzy. I mean, please, Frank. You're not dead. You're 70. It's like, fucking Christ. What dating advice do you give to those who are 70? You're dead. Don't bother. Oh, my God. I think that probably half of the 1,200 subscribers are doing exactly what we're doing.
What we're doing.
Yeah, yeah. I would imagine just that, like, there's many other podcasts that have Frank on the radar.
Yeah.
It's just too good. It's too good. He's setting up jokes every 5 seconds, and you just can't help.
And you get that. What do you think that woman, 50-year-old, is thinking when you click on her dating site? That you like her, that you find her interesting. What do you think she's saying?
She's probably...
Are you really analyzing Frank? I mean...
Frank. What she's thinking is, oh my God, a man my age is actually not looking at 20-year-olds. He wants to have...
Yes. Yeah. A meaningful relationship, yeah. Possibly. But possibly. Here's something that I would suggest to Frank even before we get to the profile clicking on.
Okay.
And that's, how do you set up a profile? I mean, if you're of a certain age, that would have been helpful to have maybe a little tutorial on that.
You know what? I think you and I should do a show where we combat some of Frank's bullshit.
Yes.
Right? We should do a 7 signs... of a healthy relationship that you're not being cheated on, and then, you know, how to date in your, you know, whatever, 30s or 40. Yeah. Listen, here's the point. Frank has made us a bunch of promises at the beginning of this video.
We're already
7 minutes, 6 or 7 minutes into this, yeah. And he has yet to talk about any of them. All he's doing is giving his opinion about what would happen if a 70-year-old decided
to click on his profile.
Not your profile, his profile. Because one thing Frank is very transparent. If Frank is saying it, it means he feels it, right? Not that the whole world feels it, but that he feels it.
Okay.
You think she's calling up her girlfriends? Oh, Allison, guess what? I got a 16-year-old after me.
Do you think a 20-year-old is doing that? Guess what? I got this old hag giving me $100 a pop every time he comes to the bar.
Exactly.
You know that guy with the greasy hair? And he's wearing...
Says he knows Foo Fighter 2.
He's wearing the Tommy John jeans. He's got that band that follows him around playing music all the time. Frank just has a band behind him, like the mariachi band, but they're like the old Foo Fighters, like the cover band. I wanna get it, come on, easy to move, yeah! Hey guys, can you play my theme song real quick? There's a hot girl over there. I'm gonna walk into the room with my tight jeans and my muscle shirt, my hair slicked back. I'm wearing Dracar Noir. Oh, remember Dracar?
I do.
What a scourge on the earth. Yeah. I don't even think it exists anymore. Does it? It must. There must be somebody with an old bottle of Dracar. If you've got a bottle of Dracar, can you please send it to me? I'd like to remember how it smelled. Because I remember that my friend got his, like, I was 12 or 13 years old, and my friend Philip got a bottle of Dracar from his parents. But I didn't wear cologne because my parents didn't give us cologne, right? Mm-hmm. And that's not that we couldn't. It's just that we didn't.
Yeah.
And, like, we sprayed that shit on us as if, like...
I remember young guys doing that around the age of 13,
that's right.
14.
We thought that it was, like, a light for insects. Uh-huh. Like, it was a magnet. Yeah. And really, what it really was a force field against getting laid.
Exactly. It's like, whoa. That is really strong.
Yeah, that's...
You stay over there, and I'll talk.
Yeah, that smells like donkey piss. What is that? Did you rub bear shit on yourself? Because, I don't know, it smells a little weird. That's Dracar Noir. I never even know how to say it. Dracar Noir.
I can't believe it. It's my lucky day. I got a 60-year-old jumping for joy. She's calling family members. Do you really think that that's happening? Do you really think that she's getting excited? No, but if you are a good-looking man,
oh my God!
Why are you throwing in the family members? He's calling family members.
Frank's just like over-exaggerating to make a point here, but the truth is it doesn't matter what age you are and what age you're going after. If you're excited about someone, you're excited about
exactly.
Someone. Doesn't matter how old they are.
Interesting, sexy, sounds like a good starting point. Doesn't matter.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with you 100%.
That takes care of himself. You might get a response, but how many guys our age? Look the part, are in shape. You better be spot on to even.
Oh, gross. This is all gross. It's all so gross. You better be spot on. You better have a rock hard penis the second you walk in the door.
A muscle shirt, tight
jeans. That's right.
James,
absolutely, Hoadley. Yeah. You do your testosterone regimen. Double up on your testosterone regimen. Take 2 Viagra.
That's spot on.
Yep, you better have it. You better shave every hair off your body. You better look like a 20-year-old porn star when you get into the bedroom so she knows you're rock hard and ready. How excited is she going to call her friends when she finds out you get a full erection?
Family.
He can get a full erection. No penis pump or anything. He's not a cat.
The only downside is there's a huge grease stain on my pillow.
Yeah. Hey, listen, you know, you give a little, you take a little. You can't do that, Frank Bonanno. It's against the rules.
Read the rules.
Read the rules, Frank.
Get that woman to respond to you. You know what I like to compare this to? How many of you gentlemen out there have a business? Did you ever send out
mail? Oh my, we still haven't answered one question. No, he still hasn't answered one question about how you prepare yourself. No. He said you better be spot on. What exactly does that mean? You told him to get in shape. What do you expect? Everyone's just going to get up and start lifting weights? They don't have a fucking life. They're going to start spending all day at the gym, at the hairstylist, making videos about my ex-wife cheating on me. I mean, like, come on, Frank.
Mailers. Let's just say you sent out 100 mailers. If you get one...
Mailers? Who sends out mailers? What are you talking about? What kind of business do you own?
Lawn care.
A pizza place? A Domino's?
Yeah. Mailers only work very, very strategically these days.
You put a picture of Frank Bonanno on there naked. You're going to get everyone to open up to see what's in that package.
Look who's mailing me.
Yeah, look who's
calling
mailing
my
me.
Family.
It's Frank Bonanno with the erection.
One response out of 100 mailers, you did real good. That's a law of average. I like to compare this dating stuff to sending out mailers. For every 100 girls you click on that are 10 years younger than you, if you get one of those women to respond, you did a good job.
Oh my God.
Okay.
Frank.
Got it. But got what? It. Tell us.
Yeah, but how do we do it? How do we do it? You promised us.
And guess what? It's just a response. It's not a date. Now you got to work it and convince them from that point. What makes you at 60 so different, so special than any 50-year-old that they can get?
What are you talking about? You're talking in fucking
circles. He's spiraling.
Yeah, he's way spiraling. And the part that makes me upset, Frank, is that you probably paid a production company a lot of money to record this video and edit it for you, right? I could be wrong about that, but I'm just assuming the quality of the video. And we have friends that do this, and it's like $10,000 for three videos, right? And so that's $3,300 a video, and no one has told you that you're just rambling on and you're not getting to the fucking point, right? And you get a response. It's just a response. Now you got to work really hard. Now you got to convince them you're not an axe murderer.
Contact a direct mail
company.
Okay,
so tell them how to convince. You know, when you send out mailers for dates these days, you get very little response. I don't know what's happening. Back in the 80s, I used to get a ton of pussy just sending out mailers. I'd put a picture in my face and I'd say, no low T here. And I'd just...
Call now.
Yeah, call now. 1-800-FRANKIE-V.
You see how hard this is?
No, I don't, because you're not telling me.
You see how the window's real small? What I'd like for you guys to do is...
Oh, here we go. Okay. An action
plan.
Here we go. An
Could
action
be something.
Plan. You ready?
Yeah. I would love for you to set realistic goals.
Okay. I'm with you. Let's go. Let's set some goals. Okay. Here it comes.
Realistic expectations.
Yeah.
Okay. You could start out at 50 on the young side, but maybe go, this is going to sound crazy, maybe go 50 to 60.
You lost me again, Frank. Oh, my God, Frank. You just keep on giving the same example. First of all, we know you're not talking about 50-year-olds. You're talking about 20-year-olds, first of all. Second of all, what is some magic number between 50 and – why do you keep on saying that there's some magic number between 50 and 60? Yeah. There's a small window. Let's set some goals. No. You're not doing any of it. I haven't learned a shit.
No.
I haven't learned a fucking thing, Jackie Weaver.
He hasn't even told us what brand to use for like a shaving tool.
That's right.
I mean, just start there, Frank. Give me something.
Give me something. What kind of testosterone should I be taking?
Give me something I can tell my dad.
She's ready to hook her dad up with Frankie B, but Frankie B so far hasn't given us jack shit. Except told us that if a woman checks her phone at dinner, she's cheating on you. And the 50-year-old woman is getting hit on by a 60-year-old is going to call her parents and tell her, hey, mom, I got a 60-year-old on the hook. I can die in peace.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great, Jill.
He's my forever man.
I can. That's great, Jill. All I wanted for you was a 60-year-old man. Now I can die.
You've done it.
That opens up a 15-year window. And you find good-looking, beautiful women in their 60s, early 60s, you can. And here, take it from me. You could find women in their 60s that are far better looking and in far better shape than women in their 50s. They're
take it from me.
Take it from Frank. You could take this advice to the bank. What advice? I don't know because he hasn't given any, but take it from Frank. There are hot women in their 60s, 70s, and 80s. It sounds like a radio station. He's giving a, there's a radio contest. Right. Hot women from the 60s, 70s, and 80s.
We're playing the hits.
We're playing all the hits from yesterday and today on Frankie B. Fashion, lifestyle, fucking.
Grooming.
Cheating, grooming. Dating women in their 50s.
Ooh.
Out there, there are women out there that take care of themselves. So open up.
There are women out there that take care of themselves. You don't say. You are such a fucking chauvinist, Frank.
Up the parameters because you might find the woman of your dreams in her early 60s. Okay.
You notice how his voice raises the more bullshitty he gets?
I'm also confused because I feel like in the very beginning he was saying just target the 50-year-olds.
He did.
Now he's saying, open it up.
Yeah, he said, you want to date the younger women because we're just human. That's all we're going to look at is the younger women. Now we're going to open it up. Now we're not going to go 10 years. We're going to go 15 years one way or the other. Okay. So you can get down to 45 or you can get down to 72.
The law of averages. His old law.
Oh, my God, Frank. You're just dying. You're killing me, bud.
Hey, that's only 2 years older than you. Just open up everything and you're going to save yourself.
So Frank is basically doing a complicated math problem with women. And he's teaching us here online how to do algebra with women's ages. Yes. And still. I don't know what the answer is because I never figured out what the question was.
I don't know.
A lot of disappointment from not getting a date. And let's just say you are able to land that date. How hard do you think it is to get a second date with a 50-year-old?
Oh, my God, Frank, you got to give people advice here, bud. Yeah. You got to step in with some actual like advice. You're assuming that someone can get a first date based on the non-information that you've given them so far.
They've opened basically up the age range. Yeah,
basically, what they have to do is they have to take and make a graph chart, put their age right here and go 15 ways this, 15 years this way, or 15 years that way.
Yeah.
That's the advice you've given them so far, Frank, is a math equation.
Again, you better be spot on. You
what does that mean?
What does it mean to be spot on?
You better look the part. Everything has got to work. It's got to be perfect for that woman to jump up to that level.
What level?
What? I don't know.
What are you talking about? What happened?
Where are we on the graph?
I bet Frank is like, for women to jump up on this cock, you got to be spot on. By level, I mean my bald penis. That I've been working with the pump every day. Raising my tea and raising my pee. You know what I'm saying, Chrissy? That's advice you can take to the bank. There you have it. I look how he says it. There you have it. No, there you have nothing, Frank.
All right. And a lot of women, you know, a lot of guys think just because they got the money, you know, they start flashing the money. I would not go there because there's a lot of women that are, they're onto that game.
They're onto the game of a rich guy spreading, showering them with money. I'm on to you. You want to take me to the Maldives this weekend? I am on to you. No, sir. Right. I'm not going to be tricked by that one again. Yeah.
Yeah. Those
do you know how many
nice gifts?
You know,
good dinners.
That's right. I had a man who bought me a yacht once and I will not be fooled again. Yeah. Ha ha ha. I will not be gifted one more Mercedes.
You thought you got me.
I will not be gifted one more Mercedes.
That's right.
It will not happen.
Okay, they're not going to be bought. So I would, there are women out there that will, okay? But the majority of them won't. They're not going to ask you. So don't even talk about
it. I'm going to disagree with you, Frank. I'm going to disagree with you, bud. And that works both ways, by the way.
Your money, when you're, especially if you do meet a woman 50 years old or, you know, 10 years younger than you, don't start talking about money. Don't start talking about what you got. You're trying to buy them. You're trying to impress them. Let them ask you when they're ready.
How much money do you make, right?
How much money do you have in your wallet right now? Is this a stick up? You thought it was a second date. You were so spot on, I gave you a second date, but now it's just a hold up. What the fuck are you talking about, Frank?
That's really man, deep up right now.
You drank too much Red Bull this morning or whatever it is you do, man. Just this guy has non-linear thought. This is literally word vomit right now.
Because what they're going to do is they're going to feel you out. They're going to ask.
Oh, I bet they're going to feel you out, Frank. They're going to feel you right out the door.
Yeah.
A lot of questions. They're tricky. They're sneaky. They're women.
Oh,
whoa,
my God.
Whoa, whoa,
Frank. Frank,
what are they even being sneaky about?
Frank, they're sneaky. If you're giving them money, they're going to take it and use it. They're sneaky. They're women. They're going to ask you questions. Trust me. I know a lot of women and they ask questions.
Yeah.
When they say, brains. Yeah, when they, trust me, watch this. They walk in the door for the second date first. They're going to ask a question.
Don't
like,
you tell them
how
anything.
Was your day? Don't say a fucking
Don't
word. It's a trap.
They're sneaky.
Yeah, they know you have money when they ask you those kind of questions. When you say my day was great, they're going to know you're loaded. But they're on to you. They're on to you. They know you're about to give them money. Frank, you're out of control, bud. First of all, I want to say, you're kind of cute, Frank, and kind of funny until you make comments like, they're
yeah,
women.
They're sneaky. They're women.
You're a douche. Yeah. So there you go.
You're Frank.
You're Bernardo. You're a douche. Yeah, come on, Frank. Leave that kind of shit out of the videos.
They're going to surprise you. Sneak attack.
Sneak attack. Meow.
Bam.
Bam. They're going to jump through your window. At all hours of the night and day and surprise you with questions to give you that money back that you gave them. They're going to come in with the keys to the Mercedes and go, I'm on to you. You're going to be like, whoa.
Shit.
Yeah. Shit didn't work. I was going to give her that Mercedes. She jumped right in the window. Scared the hell out of me. Sneak attack.
Sneaky.
I've had two heart attacks already from women jumping out of the rafters. They just come out of nowhere and ask you a question. Yeah, how was your day?
but he said specifically, don't tell them, let them ask you questions. But then when they ask you questions, was that when you're supposed to back off? Or
I don't know.
Where are we on the graph?
I'm having a hard time following Frank here. I don't know. I'm trying to keep up, Frank. I really am.
This is how they do it. But if you're a guy that presses money, 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 you're going to be gone. All right? Because
you're going to be gone. Yeah. What?
I thought he said you're going to be good.
No, you're going to be gone. You're going to be good. No, he said you're going to be gone, which is the opposite of what's going to happen. Yeah, come on, Frank. You know, anybody wants to have a partner that's stable. And if you have no money, you're in there.
You're one step ahead of the game.
If you're living in your ex-wife's apartment like I am, you're good. But if you got plenty of money, you're fine. If you have a yacht and two cars, women are going to go, I'm on to you.
They're sneaky.
They're sneaky.
They can tell.
They can tell when you got money. And they're going to leave real quick.
They're going to be gone.
Yeah, you'll never get that second date if they know you have money, so hide it. Dress like a homeless person, but, you know, a homeless person that smells good with muscles. Oh my god.
It makes no sense.
I love Frank. These are the best videos ever. I could go on all day.
I'm trying to buy them, and they're going to be on to that. So all I'm trying to say here is...
Oh, you're trying to say... He's trying to wrap it up now.
What?
Yeah. Like, what are you trying to say, Frank? Please, give us a clue.
If you open up your parameters, okay, you're going to get dates. If you pin it to just 10 years younger... Guys, you're going to be disappointed. You're going to be frustrated.
Oh, my God.
So the whole thing was about the date range? Yeah.
We're at date range and surprise questions and sneak attacks.
And money.
And money.
Because you're not going to get a lot of dates. So all I'm trying to do is get you to open up your eyes, be realistic, okay? Don't be so hell-bent on finding someone 10, 12 years younger than you.
Yeah.
You might find someone your age, 2 years younger, 2 years older, that's going to work and it's going to be very compatible for you. So
hell-bent.
I hope that kind of...
Don't be so hell-bent.
Don't be so hell-bent on finding someone your age. Oh.
Get your mind straight on, especially if you're new to the dating scene, all right?
Trust me, Frank's been on the dating scene for a long time.
Yeah, he knows the ins and outs. Yeah,
and there's a reason why, because he hasn't learned a fucking thing.
He knows the ins and outs.
Yeah.
When you first get on there, yeah, we're going to go attack the younger women, and you're going to be dead.
Attack?
With your money and your questions.
Disappointed. So take it from me. Open up your parameters, get some dates, and just have fun with it. So, guys, that concludes today's video.
Oh, my God. Thanks. Thank God.
Thanks,
Frank. Thanks for nothing.
Was that a quick hit?
Yeah, that was a quick hit video. Just doing a quick hit video real quick.
Get out your graph paper.
22 minutes of your time. Yeah.
And your pencil. Yeah.
Do you have your projector? And I don't mean the kind that actually projects. I mean like the projector for math problems. Yes, remember?
Yes, the circle.
Yes, the circle. Can you get out your calculator? Yeah, you're going to need it.
If you found it informational.
Well, I found nothing informational, Frank. No. I found it highly entertaining. That is Frank Bernardo. I mean, guys, I could go on forever.
I know.
With this.
He's an.
We're gonna do Frank again, like lickety split, because I think we can make a whole channel just about Frank Bernardo.
Frank and see exactly.
You do, because he has so many videos. Like he has what guys in their 50s are doing wrong in hotel gyms. It's like what? I don't know. I think he's trying to stick with the theme of over 50, right? So he keeps on making
just
videos.
Anything and everything.
Just anything and everything. So it's unbelievable. Wow, that was good, man. I just laughed. I needed a laugh today, and I got a laugh today. That was good.
That's what our podcast's about. Brian.
Yeah. Love, life, and sneak attacks from women. TCBpodcast.com is where you go to find all the show notes. You can read more about Chrissy and I. And you can watch all the videos, and our entire audio library is there. Make sure you subscribe on YouTube and go to @thecommercialbreak on Instagram. Follow us there because there's lots of exclusive content you can only get on Instagram, and you may get notified about our upcoming live Clubhouse recordings, which we're going to be doing because we want to be ahead of the curve, Chrissy, on this whole Clubhouse thing. It's really taken off.
I've got out my graph paper. I'm ready to chart us.
Yeah. Well, we should make an age range for the Clubhouse recordings.
Should, yeah.
But based on what Frank said, at first he said go 10 years younger, and then he said don't go 10 years younger, but he's back to 10
then
years.
Then he said I go older.
Yeah, then 15, then 12. I don't even know what the fuck Frank just said.
I don't either. Oh, something God. About a mailer.
My cheeks hurt from laughing. Something about a mailer. A dating mailer. But don't expect a great response. If you get one response, then you got to get a date. Then you got to send her another note. You got to send her a follow-up mailer. I got your response. Would you like to go on a second date? 3 months later, you guys have a date. Even carrier pigeon would have been better. Add the commercial break on Instagram, and please become a supporter of the commercial break on Patreon, patreon.com/thecommercialbreak. We certainly would appreciate it. Thank you to all of our supporters out there so far. And if you do us a favor and drop us $5 a month, we'll do you a favor and drop you lots of extra content, access to free shows. And the first in line when Chrissy and I start doing what we think might be live in-person shows.
Yes.
Later on this year. We're actually, I think, working on our first one as we speak.
Fall.
Yeah, in the fall. Uh-huh. Can't talk about it now. But stay tuned.
Sneaky.
Sneak attack. Yeah. Until next time, I love you.
Love you too.
Bye.
Bye.
The Commercial Break Friday episodes can now be found on Patreon at patreon.com/thecommercialbreak. New episodes are available on YouTube every Tuesday. Visit www.tcbpodcast.com for more information on all of our content. Follow us at The Commercial Break on Instagram or leave us a message at 470-584-8449. The Commercial Break is written and produced by Brian Green, co-hosted by Chrissy Hoagley. The Commercial Break. Tune it in and ride it out.